God's lifestyle for you. God has provided things for His Christians that no one else can have. Think about this. In John chapter 3, verse 16, it states, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Also in John 10, chapter 10, Jesus is saying, "I am come that they may have life, and have it more abundantly." Now we know that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. But before He left, He said that He would be with us always, and that He would never leave or forsake us. Also, He prayed the Father that He would send us another Comforter. And we know that Comforter is the Holy Spirit. Now think about this. How awesome the Father is, the Eternal Father. Think about how awesome our Lord and Savior is, Jesus. And think about how awesome the Holy Spirit is, who they are, and how much they love us, and what they have provided for us. And again, I want you to consider something. Now, there are famous people in this world. You know, over time, over history, there's just famous people who have accomplished great things. Entertainers, athletes, educators, just famous people in all walks of life, people in the media, people who just accomplished great things. Now consider this, especially depending on your, depending on what you're interested in, you just know famous people in your area of interest. Now, wouldn't it be interesting to know who these people are? They have accomplished great things. They're noted for excellence, even as far as even being noted in history as far as being great in their area. Wouldn't it be really incredible or interesting to really know these people and know how they really are? Now, we know them in the media, and we know them as far as their exploits. But wouldn't it be great to know them personally? Now, if you're one of their friends, or one of their family members, someone that's really close to them, you know them personally. You know them in ways that the media or the public does not know them. You know how they really are. Well, we who have received Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we are now part of God's family. So what the Lord has provided for us is to know Him like no one else. No one else can know Jesus. No one else can know the Father. No one else can know the Holy Spirit the way we can know Him, to have access to who He really is. This is something the Lord has provided for us. Fellowship with God, and it's only for His Christians, only for His family. Now, many of you are just waiting for heaven. You're Christians, and you want to live right for God. And when you die and go to heaven, you'll have real fellowship with Him. But the Lord wants fellowship with you now. You don't have to wait till you get to heaven. Now, some of you may say, "Well, I fellowship with God when I pray or when I worship." I don't disagree. Yes, you do fellowship with the Lord when you pray and when you worship. But the Lord has even more for you. He wants to manifest Himself to you. He wants to just show who He really is. He wants you to experience Him. Now, let me ask you something. Have you ever heard His voice? Do you feel His presence? Have you ever experienced His manifested power? These are just a few ways that the Lord will manifest Himself to you. Even if you have experienced the Lord in one of these ways that I just mentioned, let me ask you another question. Are you experiencing the Lord every day? The Lord has something He wants to do for you every day. Now, I know this is a radical ideal for many of you, that you can experience His fellowship every day. But this is part of the lifestyle that God has provided for you, His family, the ones who have received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. I also want to add something that is a misconception among many in God's church. For the Lord to manifest Himself to you, for Him to speak to you, you don't have to be a preacher or a prophet. You don't have to be saved for 30 years or have a high-ranking position in the church. You don't have to fast 30 days or accomplish something great for the Lord to speak to you. He requires just two things: that you have received Him as His Lord, as your Lord and Savior, and also that you're serious about your relationship with Him. I have a testimony of a young woman in our church. I think it would help you build your faith to hear her testimony. What's your name?
My name is Raina.
What happened in this past Sunday service?
Well, God definitely moved, and while I was praising, worshiping God, I closed my eyes, and He was speaking to me, and He was showing me a lot of great things, and I just really just felt His presence on me, and as He was telling me a couple things that I needed to hear, I felt on my right side of the body, He was just whispering softly to me, and then I felt after He had spoken to me that He was moving towards the other people in the service, and that's when I opened my eyes and saw God work through some of the members.
Well, praise God. And this was in this past Sunday service, right?
Yep.
Let me ask you something. Are you a Christian? Do you love Jesus?
Yes, I do, with all my heart.
And what were you doing? What's your part in the service?
Well, my part throughout the service, I take care of the audio and the video, and I am in charge of the worship music.
Okay. Are you a preacher?
No.
Okay. All right, well, thank you for your testimony.
Thanks.
Now, this is just one of the testimonies of the members that are in our church. Of course, she was working in the church in the audio section, but we have testimonies of the Lord manifesting Himself to not just our members, but of course we know what they're saying, but anyway, there's just testimonies of our members that God's manifesting Himself as they walk, as they're at work, as they're at home just cooking. He just manifests Himself, when they're praying or when they're worshiping, but many times the Lord will just say something to them while they're doing their daily chores. Why? Because they have received the Lord as their Savior, and they're serious about their relationship with Him, and it pleases the Lord to do these things. And I also want to add that the Lord is doing this on a continual basis, that one way or another, He's manifesting Himself every day. Now, some of you still don't believe, so turn to Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. The scripture says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." For the pure in heart. First, you have to be a Christian. You have to have received the Lord. Second, you have to be pure in heart. In other words, you have to really be serious about your relationship with the Lord. Another thing that holds many of you back: you don't believe that God would do this for you. You feel unworthy. You may have made a mistake, or you feel you're not doing everything correctly. Well, let's go to the Word of God. In Romans chapter 3, verse 23, It states, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And also the Bible talks about our righteousness is as 50 rags before God. So how do we become righteous? Just as Abraham became righteous because he believed. So we enter into righteousness because of what Jesus has provided for us. As we have believed in him, received him as our Lord and Savior, and believed the things that he has told us, we enter in by faith. We enter into his righteousness. And of course, if we make a mistake, if we sin, we ask God for forgiveness, and we're still in his righteousness. Amen? Now let's go to Romans 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. It states, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." We walk not after the flesh, which is unbelief, but we walk after the Spirit. Amen? Now let's go back to the scriptures we began with. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish." That whosoever believeth in him, because we believe in him, we have received the Lord as our Savior. But it doesn't stop there. We have to believe everything that the Lord has told us. We have to believe him about he's provided healing for us. We have to believe him that he'll meet our needs. We have to believe him that he will direct and guide us. We have to believe him that he will keep us from temptation, from evil. We have to believe everything that the Lord has said. And as we believe, we enter into the lifestyle, into the blessings, into the vision that God has provided for us. The Lord said that he had came, that he would give us life and more abundantly. He said that he would be with us always. He said he would never leave or forsake us. Do we believe him? Now, many of you believe him for others, but can you believe him for yourself? The Lord is providing this lifestyle for you, a lifestyle that no one else can have but you. If you desire this lifestyle, pray with me. Father, I come in agreement with your people, the people that are called by your name. They have received you as their Lord and Savior. And now they believe that you have provided a lifestyle for them that they can hear your voice and know you. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that they will begin to know you and be sensitive to the things that you have provided for them. I pray, Father, that you will help them and that they will know and hear your voice and your leadings. In Jesus' name, amen.